The Sitka Unified Command raised the alert level in Sitka on September 27th, just before there were 9 active cases in town, the highest number of active cases since June. When the Unified Command met several days later, City Administrator John Leach said the city's new alert system is working well.
I'm happy that I didn't see a lot of panic from anybody. We've had a plan, and really it's just been execute the plan, and I think that's where we are right now. We've put out the precautionary messages to the public, more or less said, be vigilant, follow what's up there in the guidance, because the important thing is keeping the schools open right now. And if the schools are open, then people can continue to work.
Among the new wave of cases was a Blatchley Middle School staff member who tested positive on September 25th. A student at Mount Edgecombe High School also tested positive, prompting the school to enact a brief lockdown and quarantine around 25 students. Increasing cases in the community trigger responses at both the Sitka School District and Mount Edgecombe. According to the Sitka School District's plan, 12 or more cases in the community over a period of 14 days should prompt a pivot to fully remote learning. But Superintendent John Holst said that if cases keep creeping up, they'll consider other factors too, and will avert closing schools as long as they can.
We are not going to just shut down if we hit those numbers. We are going to need to think seriously about, what are the dangers? Are any of the cases in our schools, among our staff? Is it community spread? There are going to be circumstances in which we won't count some of the people who are listed in the 12, 13, 14, and 15.
And Holst expressed frustration about how seriously the virus was being taken within the community, and said how well people follow the city's social distancing guidelines will have a direct impact on whether Sitka's schools can remain open.
I think there are enough people not safely socially distancing in the community right now. I think people have become cavalier about it. And as that happens, I've talked to several people who've been invited to parties and they show up with a mask on and walk in and no one's wearing a mask. And they say hello and goodbye and leave again. I hope that people in the community are taking this seriously, because what they do is going to affect the schools.
Search Chief Medical Officer Dr. Elliot Brule said that Search will be ramping up flu vaccination efforts soon. The consortium's goal is to vaccinate around 60% of Sitka's population this flu season. In addition to the new cases it reported over the weekend, Sitka also reported another resident had been hospitalized with COVID-19, bringing the city's total hospitalizations to 2 over the past 6 months. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.